Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA. We go to Boston. We go to the Irish International Immigrant Center and to Ciara Laverty. Ciara, you're very welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
Now, oh boy, there's a Northern Ireland accent. From where? Where are you from?
I'm from Armagh.
Armagh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I think we have a few songs that
feature.
Now, how long have you been in Boston or in the United States?
I have been in Boston 15 years and in the States 15 years. My whole time I've spent in Boston. I just like it. It's got a huge Irish community and it's kind of like a second home to me now.
Your area of great interest, and indeed you have worked in actually wider horizons of mm-hmm. program and the wellness and education services team
mm-hmm.
as a case manager, and tell us a little bit about an Irish outreach worker. How did you become involved in this area?
So I volunteered at the center here for a year, and then started off with Wider Horizons, which was a cross-community program that we ran. And then I got the job as case manager and Irish outreach worker. And basically what I do and how I got there was I go into the community. I know from living here for 15 years, I know a lot of the community. I know members of the GAA. I know bartenders, restaurant workers. So to be an Irish outreach worker, you have to kind of know who you're dealing
yeah.
with. You have to know your community. And it's something I really pride myself on. I really enjoy the outreach work. I love talking to the members of the community. I love finding out what their needs are and how our centre can help them.
Mm-hmm.
It means going into the local bakery at 6 o'clock in the morning or going into the pub at night, just finding out the needs of the community.
Yes.
And it's funny how, you know, people do build up a rapport with you and love to get talking to you.
The organization, Dohus, as we mm-hmm. would say in the West, or Dohus if you were somewhere else, it's actually the Gaelic word for hope.
It is, yeah.
And you and your founders and those in your area have basically, you know, produce this kind of as a collaboration, as you were
yeah.
talking to us there, the Irish International Immigrant Center in Boston, the Irish Pastoral Center
mm-hmm.
in Boston, and in particular the Northeast USA GAA. I say in particular, not to take anything away from the others,
mm-hmm.
but the energy and the sheer power of communication
yeah.
through the Gaelic Athletic Association, we have to say, a second to none.
Oh, unreal. Especially what has been happening going into the public eye with members of the GAA coming out with stories of depression. And, you know, we have had and always have had great support with the GAA and their members. It's a second to none, as you say, Adrian.
Mm-hmm.
And the support that we have is unreal.
Yeah, and you know, through all the Irish immigrant centres across the United States,
mm-hmm.
The Irish government, the Department of Foreign Affairs,
mm-hmm.
has indeed not only given tremendous financial support
yeah.
To the immigrant Irish in this country, but also they've dug into and made it a significant part of their job here to find people like yourself
mm-hmm.
and to lend, you know, moral support as well, and to cut through some of the red tape.
Yeah, the Department of Foreign Affairs in Ireland have
yeah.
just been great to us. You know, they support our work, our direct care services, our outreach. You know, they know
mm-hmm.
that there's a need for services like this across the seas, and it doesn't matter of, you know, the status of people, you know, whether they're undocumented, yeah, whether they're not undocumented. So, you know, second to none again, Adrian. You know?
Yeah, I know. And indeed, you have, you know, a buzz roadrunner up there of the highest order. He was Deputy Consul General here in New York for a couple of years ago.
Uh-huh.
And we were delighted to see him get out of here because he had us run off our feet.
Oh,
but he is now the Consul General in Boston, Massachusetts. And Brendan is a doer. He has his mind set on to very high standards. But in particular, let's talk about the primary purpose of the organization, DOHUS.
So, DOHUS is a suicide prevention coalition. It was a network established by the Massachusetts Irish community and local organization and non-profits. It's a collaboration between the Pastoral Center, ourselves, and the GAA. And it really, you know, we support and assist members of the community who struggle with suicidal thoughts. And we also assist people who have been bereaved by suicide. You know, getting the word out there, getting people to talk is a big thing. So we make it a safe place so that people can come in and talk. We host people from 20 years of age or whatever age, right up until, I don't know. You know, it's all across the board.
Yeah.
And some of the
unfortunately, suicide does not care about age or background or anything else. It is one of the most taboo subjects.
Uh-huh.
Not peculiar to the Irish. It's simply that we're better at it. It is so scary and horrendous, and that it's just something we would prefer not to talk about.
Yeah. It's typical of the Irish way. We'll just not talk about it. Out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
But, you know, people are starting to talk about it. It's coming out. And, you know, in September of 2013, we even done a suicide prevention walk with the collaboration with the American Foundation of Suicide Prevention. And the amount of people, Adrian, that showed up for that. You know, it's out there in the open, and the Irish over here want to talk about it.
You know, it's one of the, it is one of the topics and one of the subjects which needs a tremendous amount of involvement from a great number of people. First of all, it's so horrific.
Mm-hmm.
It creates, you know, lifelong damage, both mentally and in particularly in loss for families, that carries with it, unfortunately, you know, a sense of shame, a sense of the type of guilt that was the Irish are particularly good at. You know, to start an organization like that, that is not multi-purpose. This is actually dealing with mental health issues, but in general, but specifically in the area of suicide. What was the, you know, if you go back, what was the first meeting like? Was it uncomfortable?
It was kind of funny, Adrian, because the Pastoral Center and ourselves and the GA were there, and we had advertised it, but we didn't know whether people were going to show up. And that was a really profound effect when the room was pretty packed. It wasn't uncomfortable. People, when one started, everybody started sharing their story. And, you know, it was meant to be maybe an hour and a half meeting. The meeting went on for a lot longer than that.
Yeah.
And it was great. And there was a sense of, like, sisterhood and brotherhood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people were united by their stories. And, you know, there was, the whole room was just like, you had to be there to see it. It was just, it was unbelievable. Like, people of all ages sharing their stories, how they've been hurt, the shame, the guilt. And these were all Irish or Irish natives, you know, or Irish American.
Mm-hmm.
And the support behind the GAA had been second to none. And it was just getting people to open up. And it was all over a cup of coffee and a packet of biscuits.
The, the goal, first of all, is to unite and to,
yeah,
to unite not just family members who have had the rotten experience, mm-hmm, of being left to deal with the family member, but also the belief that we can work together, that we have to work. There's no unity unless we work together.
Mm-hmm.
And then the focus in your goals is to prevent, mm-hmm, further suicides.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an area that I think a lot of, you know, a lot of people, including, mm-hmm, myself, would say, all right, that's got to be wishful thinking. How do you prevent suicide? Suicide comes and it happens and it's wicked. Many, many times we don't see it coming.
Well, what we do too, we run these QPR trainings, which is a question, persuade, refer trainings, and they're free of charge. And it asks the question, like asking the question, are you suicidal? Do you feel as if you're going to harm yourself? And these trainings do give us the tools that actually prevent suicide. There's those. There's also getting people to talk about their issues. The stigma about talking and coming out and saying, yes, I do have a problem. If you can get people to do that, that's half the battle. We also we carry crisis numbers, the Samaritan. We have awareness events.
Yeah.
We also are linked into Facebook and Twitter. And, you know, we've started this community. And there is a huge Irish community over here. And it's just getting people to open up and talk. Once you're talking, that's half the battle. And actually, suicide can be prevented by those methods.
It would be, indeed, even more horrific. And frankly, I do not have the numbers in front of me, but Ireland in general, particularly in the, or one could say actually during the Celtic Tiger, but particularly in the aftermath,
yeah,
of the collapse of the Celtic Tiger,
mm-hmm,
seemed to have, you know, an unusually high rate of suicide, which is not getting any better as years go by.
Mm-hmm. It's terrible. It really is. Over here, we have found that there has been such a rise in suicide, especially with men in like their 30s that work construction. And there's that stigma that men don't talk.
Mm.
Men do not talk. And then I suppose whenever you immigrate to the States, you want to do your family proud. You don't want to mention if you have any troubles. So keeping your troubles to yourself is not healthy. So they either turn to drink or drugs. And then that's whenever the trouble starts. It's like getting men to open up.
Would it be fair? Yes. Would it be fair, though, to say that those who have had to immigrate because of circumstances at home, not always incidentally having to do with the horror of being broke and having no future within sight, but there are many who have not developed the mental problems here. They've come here from Ireland with those mental issues. Is that, do you find that a lot of people might be here who are running away, I mean, casting, you know, the last straw in coming here and hoping that somewhere there is a miracle here, which wasn't even in the radar back in Ireland?
I think so. Sometimes I think, you know, people get away from the problems back home, but you can change location, but you can't change the issue. That's what's going on. You know, America's a great place, but it's a tough place too. You know, without your family, without that support. And that's why, you know, these immigration centres are great support, because we do provide counselling, and if we can't do it, we can refer you to someone. You know, it's tough. It's a tough world. You know, immigration isn't always the answer.
Particularly if it's a forced immigration.
Forced immigration, definitely not. Forced immigration, I think it's just run into serious issues. You know, I think it's people back in Ireland are lucky to have the support of their family. If it's forced immigration because, say, they've lost their job or whatever, I think that you don't know what could be triggered off by that. But, you know, there is always help, no matter what.
How is it that despite the great work of the immigrant centres, the Irish immigration centres, and we're not taking anything away from the others, the larger organisations, but how is it that there is this fear that despite, the endorsement and the open door policy of immigration centres, that there are still those who feel there's an element of risk here? How do I know when I go there? Where is the security here? How do I know that when I get a referral to an organization that my status, my immigration status here, won't come against me?
We are funded by the Department of Foreign Affairs in Ireland, and that doesn't discriminate against your status. We're also, each one of our members who work here have a confidentiality agreement that we have to sign. This is a home away from home. There is nothing. We protect the undocumented. I myself was undocumented for many a year, and I would have come into the centre. It's renowned throughout the community that the centre is such a safe place. Our community would know that, just from words from other clients of ours that have passed on throughout the community, that these immigrant centres are just safe places, especially when it comes to legal services, counselling sessions. It's renowned throughout the community.
Is there some degree of reluctance for those who are there, for those who come not knowing what to expect or how much help they can get for the immigrant centres, that actually the mind jumps ahead and say, well, you know, what they're going to do is they being the immigrant centres, they're going to refer me to somebody else, and I'll be some other general area, and I'll be, you know, scared to death to find myself alone again.
Oh, quite the opposite, Adrian. You know, we would have people who have just arrived here and would call us and say, listen, I've heard about you guys. Can you help us? You know, definitely quite the opposite. And the referrals from our other clients, you know, you should call this centre. This centre can help you. Because we do run, like, different programs too. We do computer classes.
Right.
Free of charge. You know, we're like a multi-service centre.
Mm-hmm.
And we find, though, once people come in for one of our services, they'll keep on coming back for different services. It's not just a counselling centre. It's not just a legal services centre. There's education here. There's wellness. There's legal services. There's computer classes. There's home care skills classes. You know, it's absolutely multi-service centre.
So you don't have to sneak in the middle of the night or come in the back door, which is, you know, again, that's a real fear. You know, we hear a lot of, and it is very well established, that there are organisations for drugs and for alcohol and Alcoholics Anonymous we don't know of organizations, and I'm sure they're there, that is, you know, suicide prevention, mm-hmm. help in that area. So this is, again, and I know the other centers, all of the centers mm-hmm. throughout the United States, mm-hmm. provide this service. And you hit the nail on the head when you said it is not, you're not going to have a label on your back to say, you know, or to identify what your problem might be, what your goal is here.
Mm-hmm.
And the confidentiality, I think, is probably the biggest issue with respect to, you know, some of the areas. Again, mm-hmm. maybe a combination of you know, of depression and mm-hmm. alcohol and drugs and the unfortunate end results in some of those areas is the horrific topic of the ultimate scourge of suicide.
Mm-hmm. No, definitely. Like, there's, because the center's so multi-service, you know, for you walking in, and we do have two entrances, Adrian, it's not through the back door, but there's nobody, there's no judgment here. There's
uh-huh.
definitely no judgment. And even for other people who are in the reception area of our center, for all anybody knows, you could be going for an English class,
mm-hmm.
you could be going for a computer. So there's no stigma about coming into any center. But for people, we have a counselor here on staff, one-on-one. You know, the taboo, suicide is such a taboo subject. Depression is such a taboo subject. But, you know, just having the ability to walk through that door and speak to somebody, sure, that deserves all the round of applause that anybody could give. You know, it
mm-hmm.
takes a real person to admit themselves that they have a problem and they do need help.
Just want to come back to the fear that many in that situation would need some clarification on that is to say, okay, but I can't afford this. I can barely get by. I'm lucky to have a job. Maybe I'm working off the books. How can I expect to get the help that I need in my current circumstances?
Well, through the Department of Foreign Affairs in Ireland, our services are free to all the Irish. The counselling sessions are free. The help is free. You know, if it's about money, we don't charge. You know, our services are free. You know, we're funded.
Right.
We're a non-profit. You know, we would rather help someone than turn them away. There will
okay.
be nobody turned
but
away.
Very good. But I want to take it a step further. When you refer people or subjects of depression and
mm-hmm.
and in the extreme case of suicide,
mm-hmm.
how are the finances handled with the agencies outside of the Irish area that you will be referring them to?
Well, most of these agencies that we refer them to would be non-profit too, like the likes of the Samaritan. We don't pay for the Samaritan.
Yes, that's the Samaritan, which is indeed a very well-recognized organization in
uh-huh.
Ireland with a tremendous track record.
They're fantastic.
They are.
We work with the Samaritans, and they are second to none.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. You know, as I said, Adrian, anybody we refer to, the costs would be covered. You know, if it's a money issue, don't even worry about it.
Mm.
By hook or by crook, we will have you seen to, especially if it's at dire straits. Excuse me. But any referral we make would be covered.
For those who are not in the mood, as it were, to take that first step, can you address the status of your helpline, and you know, how does that work? What about somebody who actually, maybe not themselves, would have the what it takes to pick up that phone, but for somebody who may be very close to such a person, and how do you start? You have a helpline.
You call our phone number. Our phone number is 617-542-7654. And the Pastoral Centre is 617-265-5300. And we have the Samaritans 24-hour helpline in Boston. It's 617-247-0220. Or the toll-free number is 1-877-870-4673.
Okay.
And the Massachusetts Coalition for Suicide Prevention Helpline is 1-877-870-4673.
Okay. Now, do you have a website or some area where we can, you know, get those the information, the numbers? Do you have a singular website?
Sure. If you go on Facebook, it's DOCUS, Suicide Prevention Coalition, and our website is DOCUS Massachusetts.
Okay, and again, we're going to spell that out.
Okay, so the website is DOCUS, D-O-C-H-A-S, Coalition, C-O-A-L-I-T-I-O-N, Mass, M-A-S-S.
As in Massachusetts.
Yeah, @gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Yeah. Okay.
And then our Facebook is DOCHAS, D-O-C-H-A-S.
Okay. What you're doing is tremendous. And again, because of the sheer numbers and the dedication of the Gaelic Athletic Association, it is extraordinarily strong group with very Irish ties. The fact that you've managed to get them on board, I think, is terrific. There are many other areas that I am aware of, like the Ancient Order of Hibernians and Friendly Sons of St. Patrick. There are many, and the churches.
Yes.
But what got our attention in this particular case here is that the Gaelic Athletic Association is on board. They're great in numbers, they're great in causes, and they're very Irish.
Yeah, we have to thank John Cunningham for that one.
Mm-hmm.
He's the vice chairman of the board, and he's a great guy.
Friends from the Irish International Emigrant Centre in Boston, otherwise known as the IIIC, our guest is Ciara Laverty. Keep doing what you're doing, and again, we would like listeners across the nation, wherever you are, to know that many of the other centres across this country are doing the exact same thing. So if you are light years away from Boston, help is needed. And since the Irish centres, the Irish immigration centres here, which are supported by the Irish government, the Department of Foreign Affairs, since they are all on the same page, referral is very easy. And again, for those who are either affected by or have family members or have close friends suffering from depression, I don't think there would be many listeners to this program, or for that matter, any of us, if it's not in the immediate family, we know families who indeed would be wildly concerned about the taboo subject of suicide. You're doing a great job, and again, to your co-workers, we say it's great, and thank you for coming and letting us know about it and spreading the word.
Thank you so much for having me.
Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA.